This is the local VK5 news segment. Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of Wise Australian Committee. The Committee of Wise Australia would like to wish everyone in the amateur radio community a happy Father's Day, and hoping that you all get to spend some time with your family, friends and loved ones. A reminder for tonight, Sunday the 1st September 2024, the Wise Australia Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network. And we look forward to chatting to you all on the net tonight. For further clarification, please visit the Wise Australia Facebook page for further details regarding this broadcast and Wison SA events that are upcoming. This has been David, VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the Wise Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event, and seeing you at our next Wise Australia Social Get Together Training Day on Saturday the 23rd November 2024. So put it in your diaries now, Saturday the 23rd of November, for the next Wise Australia Social Get Together Training Day. And we look forward to your attendance on the day and the social chit-chat and interaction that occurs on the day. Cheers, 73 all, stay safe, 73, and happy Father's Day.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everybody. This is Les, VK5KLV, and once again it's the North East Radio Club news time. Last Friday's fifth Friday lunch at the Kentown Hotel was very well attended, and it was a memorial event for Wolf, VK5WF, who is now a silent key. So many thanks to all of those of you who attended and helped us celebrate the life of Wolf. And the next fifth Friday lunch will be on Friday the 29th of November 2024. And the next North East Radio Club General Meeting is on the auspicious date of Friday the 13th of September 2024. So get along to the Modbury West Community Hall by 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start, and beware of all the black cats. And remember to come along to the Tea Tree Gully Library on Wednesday mornings for the North East Radio Club Coffee Club. Yes, there's plenty of caffeine and conversation at this event, so hope to see you there. And of course every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network you will find the F-Troop Net. Get along and join in the end of the week at QSO. Well, that's all we've got for this week. I hope you continue to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Coming up on Saturday the 26th of October is AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale. This event will again be held at David Roche Park, the Dogs SA facility in Kilburn, opening for sellers at 9:30 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. There'll be plenty of spots for sellers in our car park area, and we'll also be inviting all amateur radio clubs to participate in the hall area. We're also happy to announce that Elite Communications will be at the event, with a few more other sellers to be announced over the next few weeks. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. We're now accepting bookings, so email vk5arg@areg.org.au to reserve your spot. AREG's next event is our monthly car-based fox hunt, which will be held this coming Friday, the 6th of September, with hunters arriving at the start location a bit after 6 p.m. and departing at 6:30 p.m. Our start location is the Beaumont Road Car Park, just off South Terrace in the southern CBD Parklands. There'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide Plains area to find, with the transmitter frequencies being 145.3, 144.39 and 439.4 MHz. We'll be chatting on the VK5RSB 70cm repeater throughout the hunt. If you're coming along, please check in on this repeater and monitor it throughout the evening so we know who's out hunting. Our next general business meeting will be held on Friday the 20th of September, with a talk from Adam VK5GA on operating amateur satellites. Adam will give a rundown of his journey and experience so far with portable satellite operations, including operating the Green Cube Medium Earth Orbit satellite. Doors open at 7pm, with the presentation starting at 7:30pm. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom. As usual, for more information on AREG's upcoming events, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Earlier in the week, Peter, VK5BE, and Nick, VK5NJS, headed up to the Bluff to do some more work on transferring our repeater system from one compound to another. This time it was to erect the custom-made frame for the solar array, which we have permission to install. This will eventually eliminate our quite expensive power bill as we transition our setup to run on solar power with a battery backup. Peter and Nick got all the work done except for digging the trench for the cabling back into our hut. Some pictures are available on our website at surge.org.au on the posts page. A working bee is planned to make this happen in the very near future. Yet again, we offer a big thank you to Peter and Nick for their efforts. We have also just received our order of some new club name badges. Following consultation with those who ordered, we have changed the layout so that the call sign is now at the top in bold type, with the Christian name underneath in slightly smaller lowercase. The club logo appears on the left-hand side. The new badges are slightly larger than our old ones and measure 70mm by 30mm. They are a little easier to read, and with the call sign prominent, it should be easy to pick out that call sign that you've worked many times but never met face to face. We are assuming here that you will be coming to our 2025 annual convention. You will be, won't you? Of course, it could also mean that some of our members will be visiting other clubs and or conventions. We have another car trial coming up on the 7th, and those that have put their hands up to help will be checking to make sure that they know where their spots are and what time they need to be there, etc. I, for one, like to check out my spot well in advance to ensure that there is no last-minute panic because I got lost and ended up being late. I usually try to get my location marked in Aussie Explorer, but I've not been able to get the live map function to work so far. My memory is shot and I can't work out how to get the GPS to talk to Aussie Explorer. No doubt I will make it happen in time for the event though. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello everyone, this is Jeff, VK5JB, standing in for John, VK5RJ, who's away on holidays. Some of you might have seen on the AHARS website that Barry, VK5BW, and I went to see Rob, VK5RG, last Sunday to give him his life membership badge. Rob was in great shape, and he talked to us for a solid hour and a half, and he remembered many of you. He is, of course, a long-term member of AHARS and widely respected for the advice and generous assistance that he's given to fellow amateurs over the years. Rob is our ninth life member. Years ago, Marshall, VK5FN, and Gordon, VK5KGS, were made life members. Then last year, life membership was conferred on Jeff, VK5TY, Christine, VK5CTY, Lloyd, VK5BR, Jim, VK5TR, Barry, VK5BW, and Hans, VK5YX. Rob is, of course, a worthy recipient. Whilst visiting Rob, he told us that he'd lost his computer. Of course, we said we'd see what we could do, and very fortunately, Daryl, VK5WDJ, mentioned on the Monday Ahas Net that he had a spare laptop. So that laptop will go to a good home, and we hope Rob is successful with it. We'll certainly visit and see how he goes over the next few weeks. So many thanks, Daryl, for that generous gift. There are many people who've said to me how much Rob has helped them when they were starting out in amateur radio, and he's been a wonderful member of AHARS. Don't forget that Paul, VK5PH's next coffee club is at Cafe Buongiorno at Mitcham, 10 a.m. this coming Tuesday. And don't forget, our next tech session is also at a 10 a.m. start, Saturday 7 September at the Blackwood Uniting Church. The topic being Bring, Show and Talk. So bring something from your shack and tell us about it. It can be new or old. It can be homebrew or off the shelf. Something very useful or the worst piece of gear you've ever had. I assure you, we'll be interested. And if anyone has an antenna matcher to donate, we have a home for it in a member's shack. Our next AHARS general meeting will be on Thursday, 19 September, at the Blackwood Uniting Church, 7:30 sharp. We always have a very interesting guest speaker. So the 19th will be no exception. More about that later. Lastly, AHARS, of course, wishes all the dads and grandpas and great-grandpas a very happy Father's Day today. That's all for now. See you next time.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.